Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This show doesn't stink. It's awesome.
Hi, good afternoon. And welcome to Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. It is available now, 80 calories and zero carbs. One of the best grievances we've ever gotten on the text line. And then we'll get to the intro, and then we'll get to the phones. But 2831 writes in, my grievance is with 7th, 8th, and 9th grade B-team coaches who don't use the B-team as an opportunity to let kids who show up every day to practice get a few minutes of game time. There is no point of a B-team other than that. If you can't find a way to get every kid in, then you shouldn't be a coach. If your coaching career hangs on your B team winning, you might need a new job. And that comes in from 2831. Welcome to Festivus Friday, everybody. Your calls coming up in just a moment, but let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
Let's go. It is time, ladies and gentlemen. We will start at the top with Nick in North Kansas City. Nick, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
First time caller, love the show.
God bless you. Thank you, man.
So my grievance is with my brother-in-law. He just purchased a house and closed 3 weeks ago. He's like, we wanted to redo the floors right away. He's like, oh, I could do this. So we fly him up from Phoenix, and he's on week three of still sanding. Did it once. It looked terrible. I had to do it again. Still sanding tonight. And we're hopefully going to stain tonight. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. All of our furniture's in the garage. It's terrible.
Wait, is this your personal home or are you flipping it?
Personal home.
Oh.
Yeah,
Nick, it's a great grievance. Glad we got you in, and great start to the weekend. Elizabeth in Edgerton, hello.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing really well. Thank you for asking.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, I've got like, oh my gosh. Okay, tiny bit of backstory, so I'll talk fast. I drove to Hutchinson to pick up a pretty nice chicken for myself, and I brought back about 24 other people with me, so it would be worth the trip. I got her home Wednesday evening about 6:00. Saturday night, I went out to lock everybody up, and she had not found her way into the coop yet. I found her body.
Oh.
With no head and half of the rest of her missing because an owl had flown down into my yard and, you know, did what birds of prey do to my really expensive, beautiful, one-of-a-kind chicken. I cannot tell you how nuclear I went.
Hang on.
A new problem.
Elizabeth, very quickly, because we got a full board.
Yep.
What makes this chicken different than a chicken you could have bought in Belton?
She's a Brahma, which is, they're a little bit bigger than a standard chicken size.
Okay.
But she was kind of a mixed breed. She was one of two of that color out of like a huge hatching that he did that just happened to be this beautiful color.
And I
cannot replace her.
How much did this chicken that was eaten by the owl cost?
Well, what's $60 plus 6 hours out of my day driving to Hutchinson?
It'll be $360.
Monetarily, about $20 to $30, but, you know, I can't replace her now because she's gone. So.
Okay. Elizabeth, I'm glad we got you in. 576.
Just goes to show you don't count your chickens before the owl takes them.
That's your opening line?
576-7798. John, downtown. Hello, John.
Good evening, guys.
Hey.
excuse me there. My grievance is, once again, the apartment complex I live in. About a month ago, they came in and they remodeled everything, new appliances, new plumbing, new electrical, new floors. We had for a month now, we've had no stairwell lights. One plug in the master bedroom don't work, and the bathroom toilets don't flush without having to manually fill the tank. Mm. Called numerous times, can't seem to get the situation resolved.
John, I'm sorry for your troubles. If the toilets are not working, where does one John who lives downtown relieve himself?
Well, we had to manually flood. We had to fill the tank up manually.
Oh. I understand that. Okay, partner. Every week on this show during Festivus Friday, it seems, and I'm not trying to turn this into a topic, but there's always one grievance that seems to get a lot of attention and draws other people to share that grievance, and it was the B-team grievance right out of the gate on the text line, and a number of you have written in about it, some saying amen to the B-team grievance, etc. 3111 writes in, and this is high school football season, of course. Following up on the B-team coach grievance, my grievance is with high school football coaches who cannot get all their seniors on the field for at least one play for senior night. These kids have shown up for 4 years. They deserve at least a minute on the field. Shame on you, coach.
Amen.
576.
Do you disagree?
No. On a senior night, I would not disagree. Obviously, there are always going to be some kids who, for whatever reason, they're just not good enough to play. And a high school football coach's job is to win. At that level, it is to win. But on a senior night, you can find room to get them in for a play or two. Yes.
Even as the clock winds down.
Unless it's a really close game, so you want to go ahead and put him in early.
This is why I'm not coach.
I mean, put him on the kick.
Or a chicken farmer.
Put him on the kick team or the kick return team or something. Yeah. I mean, geez. At least let him out there. 576-7798. Dave in Olathe. Hello, Dave.
Hey, so my grievance is the bathrooms with all the motion sensors for the sink, for the paper towels, for the soap.
Yep.
You got half the time they don't work. You got to sit there, wave your hands all over the place, looking like an idiot. That's probably why people don't wash their hands anymore for 20 seconds because the sink keeps turning off and on. You have to do all this yoga just to wash your hands. You don't even have your cat with you.
Dave, I love your call so much, it can't be quantified.
Thanks.
Thanks. See you later. You missed his little cat drop at the end there.
Oh, I heard it.
You're looking like you
did
yoga.
$764.86, that book can be yours.
From the text line, Scott, you asked that lady what made her chicken different. You know what would make it different? Garlic and butter.
Oh, wow.
576-7798. It is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. We do have an open line. If you want to grab it, this is your chance. 576-7798. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. Text line, my grievance is with every hotel on this planet. Why the heck can you not provide a trash can in my room that can fit more than one thing? Okay, and then from this text, please do not read the last four of my number. My grievance is with my employer, who said some highly inappropriate things about my work I completed, which left me in tears. Wouldn't you know, I was offered a job by a very reputable company today without even knowing I would have been asked. Good for you. Take it. Run. Megan in Lee's Summit. Megan, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
I am a high school teacher. I won't say where, but my grievance right now is the stinking TikTok trend where students go in and vandalize bathrooms, steal soap dispensers, steal things from schools. I am over it. My job is not to police kids going to the bathroom.
Well said. Amen to that. God bless you, Megan. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thanks.
All right. Freeze up a line at 576-7798 from 4278. My grievance is with you, Scott. I started watching your Run, Do Not Walk, the morning show on Apple Plus.
Yeah.
Now I am hooked. Stayed up late every night since watching it, and now I am dog tired and missed out on much needed sleep. Well, I'm sorry. I will stop giving you Run, Do Not Walks. By the way, the morning
show. It really is my thing.
The Run, Do Not Walk is your idea, but I was the one who recommended. You had seen it, but you didn't recommend it.
I believe I did 2 years ago when it first came out.
You did?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
About the news. And
yeah, she did recommend it.
Oh, she did recommend the morning show? Damn it.
Spent our career.
Damn it.
Well, you hadn't discovered streaming yet, so there would have been no way for you to watch it.
It had
or Netflix.
First of all, streaming had not been invented in my world yet.
Right, right.
And now that it has... Listen, I'm okay with getting to the show late.
And your world's in 1987?
Yeah, probably. Okay. That's a fair point. Ray in Sedalia. Hello, Ray.
Hello, how are you all?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking, my friend. Go ahead. Ray. Well, Ray. Oh, hang on, partner. I think you were cutting out. Go ahead. Try it again.
My grievance is with a Kansas City Metro television station that likes to use the number 5. Y'all had the cornhole tournament this weekend, and they did a story on it, but yet they did not mention you all at all. And aren't you all the ones that created this?
Ray, that is very sweet. And it's funny, I noticed Channel 9 and my dear friend Laura Moritz did say KNBC and the Dana and Parks program. I did not watch the other stations for their coverage, but we are just happy to help facilitate the raising of the tens of the thousands of the dollars for the officers' Memorial Foundation.
And we didn't start it. Dana joined a bowling league and challenged me to a one-on-one bowling match, and that's kind of how it started. But thank you, man. Do appreciate it. And thank you, by the way, those of you who missed the announcement earlier this week, the cornhole tournament was held last Saturday, and thanks to the Sandbox and to Janine Kiesling, who does all the real work on putting that together, and you raised $54,000 last Saturday in the bowling bash, that's the old name, in the cornhole tournament. Bessie in Kansas City, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
My grievance is with Kansas City, Missouri Street Department. They have got construction on streets all up and down Truth. They've at the intersection of Cleaver 2 and Truth. It's set down to one lane going each direction, and they're allowing left-hand turns. And I sat there at that intersection for 5 lights.
Mm.
Oh, 5 lights?
Yeah. It's backed up, and there's traffic construction on Oak. There's construction on, it's all over the place over here. And it's ridiculous. It's like a new construction, one side at a time, or not the whole area at the same time. It's horrible. There's not even detours you can take. You're caught in the middle of it.
Oh, okay. All right. Bite tongue, Scott. Bite tongue. Mm. I now have a grievance, but I'm going to hold my grievance until after.
Oh, are we getting creative with the rules, are we?
No, what I'm saying is I now have a grievance, but I don't want Bessie to think that I'm challenging her, so I'm going to hold my grievance until after the 5:30 news.
Mm, smart call.
Yeah, that way it's not officially or technically a challenge.
Right, right.
Okay?
I wouldn't want to have to throw the flag.
Right. My grievance is with your show. You mentioned the passing of Norm MacDonald, but not a single word about comedian A.J. Johnson. with respect to your text and your grievance, I don't know who AJ Johnson is. I've never heard of him.
Yeah, you do. He was in...
Exactly.
No. You know who this is. He's one of those actors that you might know from the name who it is, but if you see him, you know who it is.
Well, and that's probably why we didn't mention it.
And also, can I tell you that I went home and watched the Netflix Norm Macdonald special. Just his stand-up. It's like an hour and a half.
Pretty good, huh?
It's worth your time. If you've forgotten how funny, how smart he was, it is worth your time.
AJ Johnson was in Friday, by the way.
Okay. 576-7798. 576-7798. If you have a grievance, we do have an open line waiting for you. Again, 576-7798. She's Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
First time in weeks, if you don't mind, I have a grievance for Festivus Friday. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. I rarely have a grievance because I want to hear yours more than I want to hear my own. And this is not a challenge on the last caller, but we do get these grievances from time to time. And my grievance is with people who complain about road construction in Kansas City in the summer and the fall. And here's why.
Okay.
Because they're also the same people that complain, you can't drive I-70 without your filling falling out of your face. There's so many potholes. It's just a mess out here. And then...
So that's you in can't the spring. Have it both ways.
That's right. That's right. In the spring, they're always like, oh my God, I think I got a massive concussion driving down the road. There are so many potholes. And then in the summer and fall, when they're fixing those roads for you, you complain about that too.
Got it.
All right. Let's go to Danielle in Overland Park. Hello, Danielle.
Hi, guys. Hi. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, hey, welcome.
First-time caller. Welcome. Yeah. Hi.
Thanks. Well, so I have a grievance, and I'll try to make it as short as possible because I know you got other people you got to get to. My property line did share a tree line with the apartment complex behind me. They, on Monday, while everybody was at work, cut down the entire tree line.
No!
Yes. And including four trees that were on my side of the property, of course, my property line was marked. And so, yeah, now I'm trying to find a lawyer.
So when you say the tree was chopped down in passive voice, is this a government agency or a neighbor that did this?
No, this was the apartment complex.
Okay.
Now, was the
tree... So they hired a company and...
Yeah.
And the tree or trees in question were on your side of the property line? Okay.
Oh. And do you have a surveyor person to indicate that 100% it's on your line?
Yes.
Yep.
I will see you in court.
See you in court.
That's right. All right. Good luck, Danielle. Ooh,
and you know, I'm guessing they're not tiny trees or she wouldn't have called in with that grievance. If these are large, like pin oaks,
I'd be furious.
You would be furious because you can't replant an 80-year-old tree.
Margie in Lee's Summit. Hello, Margie.
Hi. Hey, I have a grievance with Scott, like the other guy, because okay. Because of Bosch. This is because of you. You know, and then I'm in muddling through Longmire.
Uh-huh.
And now I have to run and do the morning show.
Well, Margie, it's hard to keep up with the run do not walks.
Oh my gosh, it is, and I'm exhausted. But keep the tips coming in.
Okay.
Okay, Margie, did I happen to bump into you at the cornhole last week?
You happened to, yes.
Aw, yay!
It was a pleasure talking with you. I enjoyed Thank that you. Very much.
Thank you. I did too.
Okay, you be
have,
well.
Have a good day. Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye. Let's go to Kristen in Kansas City. Hello, Kristen.
Hi.
Hi.
My grievance is with companies that do shoddy work, and then instead of giving you your money back, they just want you to let them do it again at your own, you know, expense, like time. And in my case, it was for dental work, which is pretty painful.
Oh.
And I don't want to keep going back there several times.
Yeah, this is why I don't go to the dentist.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind giving them a chance maybe one time, but every single time I've gone in there for anything I've had to do, I've had to go back 2, 3, 4 times so they can refix it.
Yeah, you Kristen, might, you got to find somebody else.
Yeah. There
so
are
now
hundreds.
I'm not a fan for a crown.
Well, there are hundreds of dentists in town. You can find one.
Well, this was in your stomping grounds of Roland Park, so you be careful.
Listen, man, just because it's in Roland Park doesn't mean everything's good.
He didn't drain him.
And I'm with you on the, we'll just redo, not refund. No, you'll refund. And I will take my business somewhere else. It's a good grievance, Kristen. Thank
I
you
thought
for
when
it.
She said shoddy work, she's talking about like a shower door or right. something. Like your dental work.
Or like a window cleaning or something. Faith and Lawrence. Hello, Faith.
Hi.
Hi.
My grievance this week is that people don't fix their animals. I work at the Humane Society, and we've had a bunch of puppies and kittens come in that were strays that are, like, super duper young. I think the youngest one we had was 6 weeks old.
Oh.
Yeah. It just makes me upset that people don't get their pets fixed, and then they get loose, and then they...
Then they go all gorilla at the Bronx Zoo.
That's right.
Yeah. And then they have these puppies and kittens, and then they're just wandering around town as strays.
Okay.
When they're so young and shouldn't be.
Faith, it's a good call and a good grievance. Thank you for it. By the way, Festivus Friday brought to you by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. It's available now, 80 calories and 0 carbs. Grievance from you, or are you good?
I think I'm, outside of the $646 cat book, I think I'm good.
You didn't buy it?
No!
Okay.
There was a moment that I was actually afraid that it was on my screen. Because I thought, what if I accidentally, like, I don't know, bump it, and then I bought this paperback book for $700?
Well, you would have to confirm, right? Like,
I know, but have you ever had that happen where you're like, no, I don't even want to be on this page of this screen.
Like the add to cart where you just add it.
Yes.
You're like, okay, now,
no.
Then once you've added it to cart,
remove
you got
from cart, remove from cart.
And then you're like real slow with the mouse, like, remove. I'm not buying that.
And they put that purchase button right by the remove button.
Ron in Kansas City. Ron, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
We're doing good. Really well. Thank you for asking.
So this isn't against the caller. Just called in a couple minutes ago. It's just something I was thinking about. Mike Rebus against callers who call in and say, well, I don't want to take up a lot of time because I know you guys have a lot of callers and this kind of thing, and 15 minutes later, they've taken up a bunch of time.
Ron, that is funny, and I like it, and thank you for it.
Have a great weekend, guys. Thank you.
Be well, my friend. Take care. Cindy in Odessa. By the way, we do have two lines open if you want them. 576-7798. Hello, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm going to add to the people that complain about the construction.
Okay.
And my complaint is the people that don't know how to read. They don't read the orange signs. They go where the GPS tells them. And I think Dana's kind of one of them. Where she'll just go through a road clues sign when it's... Because the GPS told her to go that way.
You know good what, Cindy? For every once in a while, you'll hear this story where someone drives right off a bridge because the GPS tells them to go straight. I'm not quite
you
that.
Know, you did that at the airport. Yeah,
I'm not quite that bad, but I'm somewhere in the wheelhouse of that bad.
576-7798. By the way, back to a couple of calls ago, the lady who had the trees on her side of the property line Ooh. Cut down. 0688 writes, depending on the age and value of those trees and the height and quality of the breed of the tree, that woman has a very good lawsuit in front of her.
How do you put a price? Let's say they are 50-year-old trees. Or okay, outside of my house, 30 years old. They're 30-year-old trees.
Which means they're pretty big.
How do you put a price? Let's say it's a 30-year-old pin oak. You know there's someone out there, and their job is to put a price tag on a 30-year-old pin oak.
Well, you take how much the tree would have cost when you first bought it.
And then multiply it by that many years.
And, yeah.
But you're still not going to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, they could give you a new tree. Well, that's not going to be the same enormous shade tree and tree line that I had that blocked out the apartment complex that I don't want to look at.
Yeah, that tree will have the same kind of value that that the other one had a few minutes ago when I'm dead.
Yep.
576-7798, Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new romance. Everybody's going off the deep end. Yeah, baby. It is almost time. 6 o'clock, right around the corner. Don't forget, we've got the bonus hour coming up tonight, right after 6 o'clock. Joe in Independence, you're on Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. Joe.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I got a grievance for y'all.
All right.
Anyway, I'm a first-time home buyer as of the first of this year.
Mm-hmm. Congrats.
Closed and moved in, and anyway, so it's been about 10 months now, and yeah, they still have, well, it's not just a home that I bought either. It's a like little 12-acre property. I got, I think, 4 or 5 outbuildings out there, and anyway, they're all still packed full of the previous owner's things.
Well, they left
their crap?
Yeah, all of their stuff.
Oh. What are you going to do with it?
I'm really not sure. A lot of it is actually worth quite a bit of money, and they're still trying to come and get stuff every once in a while.
No. Did you buy this like on a handshake, or were there real estate agents involved?
It was a contract deal.
That is your property.
Wrote up a contract for us.
That is your property.
Yeah, and... Anyway, I had made a verbal deal with them. The reason that I got it is it was my landlord's property, and he passed away, and his wife just didn't want to live out there anymore. So they decided that they would sell it to me because everything had worked really well for the last 2 years that I was renting from them.
Yeah.
And anyway, I made a verbal agreement with them that they could remodel the house that I had been living in so that she could move into town and live in there. And then I would move into the place out there. And they were supposed to have until spring, March or April, and then they were supposed to come out and have an estate sale. And I was going to let them do it on my place.
Yeah, well, here's where you can let them do it now, at the curb. Either put their stuff out and tell them to come pick it up, or keep it because it's your property. I do appreciate it. Amanda in Olathe. Hello, Amanda.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. There are a lot of jobs.
Yes, there are a lot of jobs. Hello?
Right? Sorry, I don't know. I'm losing service. But there are a lot of jobs hiring. Tell me why people feel the need to be...
Man, you're...
When there are so many places hiring.
Okay, I think I got the gist. Is why are people complaining about what they have, the job they have, when there are plenty of other jobs out there if they wanted to go get one?
Why be miserable and bring down all of your coworkers if you could go find another job?
If you're not happy with your job, quit your job. There are plenty of jobs out there. Just go out and get a new one. Okay, all right. Let's go to Sally in Prairie Village. Sally, hello.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
My grievance is I'm in the event planning industry and have been for many, many, many years. And as you might guess, that industry has been completely turned upside down with cancellations, reschedules, the whole thing. And that involves many, so call me the contractor and I hire subcontractors. And one of my customers found out that one of my vendors doesn't vaccinate and doesn't vaccinate anything. And like not mumps, not measles, not chickenpox, not nothing. I mean, it's a medical family issue. And this person asked me, the client asked me to ask that person to wear a mask on the job, and I did. And then they came back on me and said, we're just not comfortable with it. We think she's outspoken and controversial. And I had to give my vendor, my contractor, a reason. And then she went back to the client and said, you better not be posting anything about me because it would be slander. Anyway, I'm losing an event over somebody else being vaccinated.
Well, and to protect your own business, Sally, you know this, you have to be so careful with all of that stuff.
It's HIPAA. I can't talk to anybody about anything. I mean, am I going to go ask every person that was invited to that event if they're vaccinated or not?
Right, right. Well, you could.
Hang on. I'm fascinated with the slander. So who's threatened to sue you for slander if you posted something about it?
So the non-vaccinated person just said, you better just keep it hush-hush. This is my family's medical position, and these are our family's decisions, and I don't know where you got your information.
Okay. Well, first of all, that's not HIPAA. HIPAA is between your doctor and you, not between you and another vendor. You can't violate a law that doesn't apply to you. And secondly, slander has to be false and malicious.
Well, I don't know. So anyway, I mean, I got in the middle of it and I didn't want to get in the middle of it, but I can't, we, all of us cannot control who has chosen to do this or not chosen to do this.
Okay. All right. Well, Sally, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes.
And I hope you have a wonderful weekend all the same. Okay. hang on. Pot it down for just a second, Sam. I got to get Justin in here real quick. Justin, can you do it in less than 30 seconds?
Yes, I can. My grievance is my wife is out of town. Instead of having a boys' weekend, I gotta go to meetings all weekend.
All right, partner, we gotta get out of here. On behalf of our producer today, ladies and gentlemen, we have it confirmed. He is the finest man in all of America. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back on Monday at 2:00. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. And most importantly, be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.